Welcome back to 20 Minute Topic. I'm Marcus Stead, and as ever, I'm joined by veteran campaigner and blogger Greg Lance Watkins. We've been away for a little while, but we're back now with a new regular run of podcasts. The Princess of Wales has revealed in a video message that in January, she underwent major abdominal surgery. And while the surgery was successful, tests after the operation showed that cancer had been present, and she is now undergoing a course of preventative chemotherapy. Kate's announcement is yet another setback for the royal family following the news last month that the King has a form of cancer, and the Duchess of York has revealed that she, too, is suffering from a form of skin cancer. The way Kensington Palace's PR department have handled events in recent weeks has been bizarre, to say the least. We look into the sequence of events with the Mother's Day photo and the grainy video that we're told was of Kate out shopping in Windsor. And what about Harry and Meghan? If they had handled things differently, they could have stepped up to the plate to help out with public duties in the months ahead. Alas, that ship has sailed. We've lots to discuss and not much time to do it in. I'm not going to be too strict about timings. I'm expecting things to overrun a little. This is going to be an intriguing 20 minutes or so. Do stay with us. Well, Greg, we haven't done a podcast for some considerable time, and I'm glad to be back doing these with you. I know our listeners have missed it. We've had quite a few messages recently, haven't we, saying they're missing us. I think it's been about a year since we've done a podcast, but we're here in quite solemn circumstances, really, because in the last few hours, it's been announced that Catherine, the Princess of Wales, she's done a video which went out at 6 p.m. this evening, announcing that she's receiving treatment for cancer. And first of all, I'm sure you'll want to join me in sending best wishes to her and indeed the King, who's undergoing cancer treatment. And those of us of faith will be remembering them both in our prayers. And indeed, the Duchess of York has got cancer at the moment. The same to her. Best wishes and prayers. But I think there's been a sense, and we discussed this when the Queen died, that the Queen, and the way I put it at the time, she held things together. No matter what was going on in the royal family, no matter what was going on in the political sphere, the one person we could rely on not to mess things up isn't there anymore. And that was pretty scary for me at the time when the Queen died. And now we're seeing, as inevitably others in the royal family have had to take on responsibilities, yes, they've had bad luck, if I can call it that, in terms of both the King and the Princess of Wales having cancer at this time. But it does feel as though the ship isn't steady. With that, obviously I can't blame them for being ill. That's the way life goes. But with everything else that's going on around them, the ship doesn't feel particularly steady at the moment, does it?
I think the ship would be unsteady with or without the cancer. Hmm. That has merely exacerbated the problem.
That's my point, yes.
I think Charles handled his cancer unusually well. For anything that he handles, he usually gets most things wrong by announcing that he had cancer. Catherine has done, within the framework of what she could, everything right. I think where they've come unstuck is they gather around them some of the worst advice in the world, and that's where it's been a problem. Mm. It's permitted the conspiracy theorists and anti-royalists to invent some of the most lurid and unpleasant stories that one could imagine. And they've all been wrong, as usual. There's no doubt in my mind that Catherine's surgery was major. Let us not forget that she spent a fair amount of the time she was pregnant with all three children. Sorry, that made it sound as if she'd had a litter. on all three occasions when she had children, she spent a fair amount of time bedridden with problems. We didn't go into them. Nothing was really materially added for the public. She was unwell and having problems with her pregnancy. Most women have some problems, but hers were bad enough to actually put her in bed. So I can't say I'm that surprised that after, shall we say, a child bearing, she's gone on to have further problems. Therefore, I was perfectly happy to here, not happy, but faced the fact that she was having major abdominal surgery with some equanimity, and leapt to the conclusion that she was almost definitely having a radical hysterectomy. I still think that is the probable surgery.
Yes. Now, this, you've touched on some things there which I want to go into. The first is the age in which we live, the social media age. I have seen, I stay off Twitter to a very large extent these days, but even when I've gone in there, it is an absolute cesspit these days. It really is. And the trouble with that particular platform and others, but Twitter in particular, or X as we should call it now, I suppose, is that by its very nature, it attracts the worst kind of people. You can say what you like from behind a pseudonym, and the law of the land, the laws of libel, defamation, and everything like that, copyright law as well, and everything like that doesn't apply on Twitter. And that, by definition, it makes it appeal to the worst kind of person, because qualified privilege, absolute privilege, everything to do with court reporting doesn't apply there. I mean, I'm a working journalist. I know how far I can push things. There's no special laws for journalists, by the way. The same laws apply to me as to any amateur blogger, as to anyone posting anything on social media. But the law is very difficult to enforce. But the maliciousness and the nastiness with which people have commented, spreading very cruel conspiracy theories, is wrong. However, Greg, this has been a PR catastrophe in the way the royal family and those advising them, and they surround themselves with sycophants. The way this has been handled is appalling, and let me explain what I mean by that. Two instances. I am in no doubt there was no Mother's Day photo. That photograph was a picture of Kate from some time ago that had been used in Vogue magazine and had been surrounded by other images of her children with a different background. And when that codswallop a few weeks ago, the days after Mother's Day, hang on, this clearly thing's not right about this. Oh, Kate's been photoshopping. She's sorry for any confusion. Well, Greg, I'm roughly the same generation as Kate. She's a little bit older than me, a few years, but not that many years. And yes, I see pictures of friends of mine who've got young children, and they do silly things, photoshopping. They put bunny ears on their children's pictures. They give them unusually wide eyes. They put cat's whiskers on them. You can do all that sort of thing these days. And that comes with the territory, with informal photographs. What they don't do, Greg, is remove their children's thumbs and fingers and things like that. This wasn't Kate just having a bit of a laugh. There's something very weird about that. That photo was not real.
Can I give you a caveat on that? I agree your statement. I've seen many pictures of actors and actresses, and I've subsequently seen the actor and actress, and you wouldn't recognize them as the same people, because they're all press photography nowadays tends to be a lie. There's an old saying that the camera doesn't lie. Yes, it does. It rarely tells the truth.
Yeah, but that's nothing new. You can go back to...
They composited a picture that they felt, they being the media and PR of that were handling it, that they felt suitable to wish everybody in the country a happy Mother's Day. They wanted mother and children in it looking happy and cheerful.
Now, the way to handle that, Greg, if you're not in a position to have a picture taken, would be to have a picture from some time ago of Kate and her three children in a garden somewhere, or visiting a charity or something like that. Happy Mother's Day, everybody, and left it at that. Doctoring a picture was setting themselves up for a situation like this, and then effectively digging a deeper hole by saying Kate was playing with it like lots of people do these days. Well, as I say, yes, they play with it by putting bunny ears or cat's whiskers on their kids. They don't go around removing fingers and thumbs. That's not how... I mean, I get lots of these pictures, you know, people WhatsApping me, oh, my little boy's grown up, it's his birthday today, and all this sort of thing. You don't go around removing fingers and thumbs and all the rest of it. That the way that was handled to me was poor.
Probably a certain age when it's a good idea to remove their fingers and thumbs. They get themselves into less trouble.
Well, that may be so. But look, the point being is that they dug themselves a deeper hole, and it got crazy. And then they made things worse with this video. I don't know whether it was a garden center or whatever it was they were visiting the other day. And apparently the chap who made that very grainy video, well, first of all, look at how grainy it was. Even with a basic phone camera, you could get a significantly better picture than that these days, or video than that these days. And we're told that the son or whoever paid a quarter of a million quid for it, for this grainy image. There's a few freeze frames. If you zoom in on it, it very clearly isn't Kate. It is somebody who is a good 20 years younger. And that man.
I would caution here. It very clearly doesn't look like Kate. I wouldn't say it isn't Kate, because it's amazing what you can do with Photoshop.
Well, this is somebody, and the guy supposed to be William has got a baseball cap on or a hat of some sort on. We can't see his face clearly, but this is a woman, significantly younger. You know, if you wanted to say, oh, this was the Kate of 20 years ago when they were at, where was it, Edinburgh University, at a stretch, I could just about have believed it. But then you look more closely, the facial features are different, the teeth are different. That was not the same person, Greg.
Can I congratulate the not to be specialist about it, but the Romanian immigrant who managed to sell this to the Sun for a quarter of a million? If I'd been able to do it, I would have been pleased to get a quarter of a million on. Look, I've got a picture. Now, who the picture is of is the responsibility of the publisher, not the vendor.
Indeed, but there was no denial from Kensington Palace that it was her. That was the point. Now, Greg, if you
They
like.
haven't made up their mind whether they are taking the line of the Queen, the past Queen, which is don't argue, don't make excuses, don't engage, or the modern, quite ridiculous line of engage at every opportunity.
But is there a balance to be struck? Now, there's this big argument. We're seeing it. I've seen it a lot, particularly on talk TV in recent days. Oh, we pay for them, therefore it is our business. I don't accept that argument.
We
We
don't
don't.
pay for them. They earn us a huge amount of money.
Yeah, that is true as well. But that's the line that was put forward. But even that aside, no, I don't think it's our business. I think that there is a balance to be struck. The original statement all those weeks ago now, back in January, I think was initially satisfactory that Kate had undergone a procedure and she was going to rest until after Easter. Well, then just leave it at that. To me, that was perfectly all right. However, that's not the reality of the age we live in now. If you don't have every nook and cranny of every twist and turn, the whole social media thing goes into overdrive all the time. That is the age we live in, isn't it?
Interestingly, I'm on Twitter quite a lot. I didn't see any of this garbage
Oh,
because
it's there.
those people, oh, I'm sure it's there. But if you go to a farmyard, there are some beautiful little farm animals for the public to play with, but there's also a muck heap around the back. I don't visit the muck heap. That's up to you.
But what I'm getting at, Greg, and we have to be brief about this because we're already halfway through our time, but the point I'm getting at is in terms of PR, the way I would have handled it, and you can pay a hell of a lot more than I would charge for this, and they probably are paying a hell of a lot more than I would charge for it. Mother's Day's coming up. I would have got a picture from a year or two ago of Kate and her kids at some charity do or whatever, and that gives the charity an extra plug. Happy Mother's Day, everyone, from the Prince and Princess of Wales. Words to that effect, and I would have left it at that. There would have been no
Yeah.
doctored pictures. And
You
this video.
have to accept that Charles and unfortunately William surround themselves with sycophants, idiots, yes men, and chancers. This is a problem of the modern day monarchy. It's actually the problem that is going to destroy the modern day monarchy. And it is doing quite a good job of it so far. And it permits Charles, and now William is doing it, to run off and pretend to be authorities on things when basically the pair of them are as thick as bricks.
What I want to go back to, and I think this is something that's been on my mind the last 3 or 4 hours since the announcement from Kate, and that is Harry and Meghan. And this is where I want to go in the time that we have left. It's only a few minutes, I'm afraid. Harry and Meghan could have played a blinder several years ago because I think most people would have been sympathetic to a situation where she had married into the royal family and they were quite far down the pecking order. And they had concluded that a life of opening community centres and all this sort of thing, very far down the pecking order, stretching out for decades ahead. And as William and Kate's children get older, they get further and further down the pecking order. They could have decided, look, this life isn't for us. We're moving to America. We're going to be working on different projects and doing our own thing. We'll be popping back for the big occasions. We'll pop back most years in the summer to see our family. Happy to help out in any way we can. See you around. All the best. If they had done something along that sort of line, they could have come in at a time like this, with the king having cancer and the Princess of Wales having cancer, and they could have, as slightly older people, in their, well, she's in her early 40s, he's in his late 30s, I think, they could have come in and they could have held the fort for however many months this situation is going to continue. But unfortunately, and look, all families have their ups and downs. All families have clashes of personality. All families have their arguments. But the way in which they twisted everything, going back to the podcast we did a couple of years ago now, the Oprah interview, and going back to everything that had gone on in terms of him writing a book and twisting certain anecdotes to suit themselves and coming up with imaginary incidents, they have burnt their bridges to such an extent where at this time, where they could have held the fort for a few months, and that could have done us good for international relations with them being based in America as well. Unfortunately, because of their attitude and their behavior, they have blown it.
Quite honestly, Marcus, I wouldn't want them back to do the washing up. They'd steal the silver.
Yeah, well, it's far too late now, because particularly in light of the way they behaved after the Queen died, and, you know, I'm not Sir John Major's biggest fan, not by a long way, but when he was interviewed, I think it was by Laura Koonsberg, and he was asked about this, he said, well, look, when people pass on and family funerals, this is a time for healing in many families. It's a time to put things in perspective and to move on. These are the opportunities that come with funerals and so forth. They didn't do that. They didn't do that at all. And I don't see any way back now for them. And I just think we've got a problem now in that the king, okay, I know Camilla, the queen as she is, Camilla is out and about, and she someone asked her about how her husband was doing, and she said he's doing okay and all this the other day. But we've got a situation now, Greg, where the king is out of action. The Queen will do her best. William and Kate are out of action. Andrew, obviously, out of action. Edward, well, he's got a bit of a track record of sticking his foot in it. The only one who I would trust at the moment to actually do things in the right way, and I can be 100% reliant, is Anne, Princess Anne. And she is well past retirement age anyway, but she's the only one who I absolutely would trust to do the right thing at the moment.
Edward's wife is pretty damn good.
I'll give you that. But what I'm saying is, wouldn't it, if Harry and Meghan had behaved better, they could have been in their element in this last few months?
I just don't follow and agree with you. And I don't agree with you on the basis that Harry has been a liability from birth.
Did Harry, and again, this is going to have to be our closing point, I'm afraid. But to me, Harry went through three phases. We think back to the Nazi uniform and some of the company he was keeping as a young man. He was all over the place and he was getting himself into some very dangerous situations and some very silly situations. He then went through that phase of earning the respect of the people with the Invictus Games and everything like that. And there was people forget this now, but there was initially incredible goodwill when it was announced that he got engaged to Meghan. This was seen as a great opportunity by many. I was always a bit suspicious of her for other reasons. But this was seen as a great opportunity. And we've talked about this in another podcast, so I don't need to repeat that. But all that was lost. And look at the nasty, vindictive, narcissistic people they have become.
I don't think you're right there. I don't think they've become it. I think they've always been it. However, the British people have never really been aware of just how problematic Harry was. This is a lad whose mother called in psychiatric help because he had temper tantrums like a 2 and 3 year old right the way through until she died, which he had for attention. She spent her whole time, when of course she wasn't out with one of her many assorted boyfriends, she spent her whole time being called into the school because of his behavior and because he was failing hopelessly educationally. He didn't pass any exams, so they rigged it so that he could get into Sandhurst. He went, the thing that made his name, because he'd had a period of having the bodyguards that he's trying to have replaced through the courts, those bodyguards were there to stop him getting in fights because he was drunk or drugged.
Greg, I want to end pretty much where we began, in that we were lucky for 70 years with the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. And we were lucky, not just because particularly of the Queen's personality, but also the Duke of Edinburgh's personality, but also because until very near the end of their lives, there weren't that many health problems, not really. We're in a different situation now. And to end where we began, and briefly, if you would, please, Greg, things feel very unstable to me now for the royal family.
I think you're very right, and I doubt we'll have one in 10 years' time.
My thanks to Greg. My thanks to you for listening. Join us again soon.